Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The Food and Drug Administration yesterday authorized the emergency use of Moderna's coronavirus vaccine, the second vaccine to gain that authorization. It's similar to the one developed by Pfizer and the German company BioNTech, now being distributed to millions of healthcare workers and nursing home residents across the country. According to Johns Hopkins University, there have been more than 17 million coronavirus cases in the U.S. More than 313,000 people have died. California remains the lethal epicenter of the latest surge. Public health officials there are increasingly alarmed as population centers continue to see exponential growth in the numbers. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The state continues to set daily records for infections, hospitalizations, and deaths, despite new stay-at-home restrictions across population centers in South and Central California. Available ICU beds statewide are at unprecedented lows. UCSF infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Chin Hong says the trend line of key indicators is grim.
It's only bad, and I'm always shocked by how worse it can get every day. I'm struggling to find one positive in the index that we're making some progress.
That's why health officials here continue to warn against holiday travel and get-togethers with anyone outside of your household. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court handed President Trump a limited but temporary victory in his drive to exclude millions of undocumented immigrants from the census for purposes of reapportionment. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
What happens next is murky. Census Bureau officials have indicated that because of the pandemic, they likely will not be able to meet the December 31st deadline for submitting their reports to the president. But even if Trump does get the figures before he leaves office next month and in time to send them to the House of Representatives as required by law, the clerk of the House, if she chooses, may decline to accept the figures as reliable, and that would kick them back to the new Biden administration for completion. That's never happened before, but Trump's norm-busting attempt to delete undocumented immigrants from the census could provoke another first. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Cybersecurity experts say it appears Russia was behind the hacking of U.S. government agencies, including the Departments of Commerce, Treasury, Energy, and State. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports it will take some time to know the extent of the attack.
The National Security Agency, the FBI, and DHS are doing the digital forensics on this now, but this is going to be a very long process, experts say, because the hackers in this case were very sophisticated, they were very patient, and they were very good at what they do.
NPR's Ryan Lucas reporting. This is NPR News. President Trump yesterday signed a two-day spending bill to keep the government from running out of money last night. Congress had passed the measure earlier yesterday. Legislators are buying themselves some time to agree on a package to provide economic relief to those hurt by the pandemic. They're to come back to work tomorrow to continue negotiations. The proposed agreement would give more than $300 billion in aid to businesses, an extra $300 a week to the unemployed, and $600 in direct payments to individuals. 26 families at two detention centers in Pennsylvania and Texas are facing deportation. Texas Public Radio's Maria Mendez reports.
26 families, including 28 children, at the Burks Family Residential Center in Pennsylvania and the Dilley Family Residential Center in Texas were denied asylum under Trump administration policies that have since been struck down by federal courts.
And were they applying for asylum today as opposed to when they did, they wouldn't be affected by these policies.
That's Sharnya Krishnaswamy of Amnesty International.
All we're asking for is that they be given the chance to seek safety that they never had.
The families, including children as young as 6 years old from Haiti and Latin America, say they fear gang or government violence in their home countries. I'm Maria Mendez in Laredo.
A fire swept through an intensive care unit in southern Turkey today, where COVID-19 patients were being treated. Officials say 8 people were killed. They say it appears the fire started when an oxygen cylinder exploded. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.